Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Happy St. Patrick's Day edition. You know, we're going to do it devil style. And we're also going to do something a little different. I know it's Thursday. We call it Friday Eve round here. But in deference to the fact that Fancy Brian having a minor surgical procedure, not trying to give away all his HIPAA secrets, but he's going to convalesce tomorrow and get back to work on Monday, we're hoping. So get well soon, big guy. And we'll see you on Monday or sometime soon. But in deference to no show tomorrow, we're doing grievances today. We're going to air some grievances up in here. So that allows for your participation. It's encouraged. 844-967-2789. Later in this big edition, I'm going to have some fine guests. Specifically, Joe Osepecki, a fine Dem strategist. I'm making him Irish. You know, Sapecki. It's right in the name. Osepecki. Do you recall Sarah Palin, the half-term governor of Alaska, became John McCain's running mate, and actually debated once upon a time against our current president, Joe Biden? And she had this little problem. She called Joe Biden O'Biden. She kept doing it over and over again. And so anyways, she asked him on the stage, sort of deferentially, do you mind if I just call you Joe? Well, that sort of shucksy, down home, you know, mama bear kind of attitude. Can I call you Joe? As the story goes, it was really because, you know, she kept calling him O'Biden. So he's Joe Osepecki. And my little buddy, Dominic, he's going to join as well at 5 o'clock. He's not Irish, Sicilian. But he is a day drinker, so that should count today. Dom joins at 5. Again, you can join at any point at 844-967-2789. We appreciate the patience of the callers. We get to you eventually. Wanted to start with our president today. And I know what's going on in Ukraine, but Joe Biden also had some moments of levity today. I want to share some of that as well. You know, you got to have a good time every now and again. But let's start with the president, President Joe Biden. It's not all loosey-goosey. He does talk about what's going on in the Ukraine and refugees. He goes on to speak about Putin. We'll play that sound. And then he moves on to talk about St. Paddy's Day. But let's start with the important sound, cut 20, President Joe Biden talking about the refugees.
What Ireland is doing now, what you are doing, taking in Ukrainian refugees, speak so loudly about your principles. And it's amazing. And I want to publicly compliment you for it.
Now, in deference to COVID-19 protocols and this changed world we live in, my understanding, the Irish, who is it, the ambassador, the president that normally comes around on St. Paddy's Day, they do a little thing from the White House traditionally. Well, it's being done on Zoom, kind of like, you know, we do a little radio product sometimes. But anyways, that's not to say we're not here in the world headquarters in Madison. I assure you we are. But we Zoom for the benefit of the streaming audience. So they've got a platform that we can launch off the stream on. Back to the platform of the White House and the President of the United States. He did speak to Putin and the inhumanity going on in Ukraine. Here's President Joe Biden. Cut 21, please.
We're meeting in a moment when demands on unity in the world are really accelerating. We have to be united, and we certainly are. And Putin's brutality and what he's doing and his troops are doing in Ukraine is just inhumane.
Now, Putin gave something of a scary speech last night, and we will spare you the sound, but we will quote the speech, and it's got some foreign policy experts a little troubled. An isolated man he's being described as, that is Putin. President Joe Biden, though, he turned to the festivities, the holiday, St. Paddy's Day. And here's something I never knew. I learned this 15 minutes ago. St. Patrick was not Irish. He was taken to Ireland by pirates. Arr, matey. I just read that. I posted it on my Facebook page or the Devil's Advocate's Facebook page. You know, it sounds like fake news, but I assure you it comes from a reputable source. St. Paddy wasn't even an Irishman. And the rest of us aren't really either, but we're all going to celebrate like we were right here on this big show. Let's hear from the president celebrating a little St. Paddy's in a bipartisan fashion. Cut 22.
We should have more times like this where Democrats and Republicans get together and we actually not only agree on one thing, but we remind ourselves we actually like each other. And it's a useful thing.
I like some of you. Not all of you. Some of you I like. More from President Joe Biden. His grandpappy told him a story. Cut 23.
My grandfather, Ambrose Finnegan, used to say, and I mean this, he'd say, Joe, if you're lucky enough to be Irish, you're lucky enough.
That's a pretty good line. I like that one from the president. If you're lucky enough to be Irish, you're lucky enough. I believe Biden is Irish. He's not O'Biden, but he is Irish. More from the president. Cut number 24. Ireland has stepped up.
Ireland has stepped up and taking a hit for what they're doing.
I suspect he means in regards to standing up to the Russians. Some of the most admirable people this side of Ukraine are the Irish people. The fishermen standing up to Russian warships. Get out of our territorial water. We're fishing here. Basically giving the old middle finger. I like that. I like that about this society. The Irish, they're a warm and angry people. You know, and I don't mean a stereotype. I say that with the warmest of regards. One more. A grandmother's toast from President O'Biden. 25.
Well, my grandmother had one. She said, may those who love us, and those who don't, may they turn their ankles so we know they're coming by their limp.
That one's not bad either. President Joe Biden sharing some Irish wisdom. One more from the president. President Joe Biden is meeting with the Chinese premier yesterday. Tomorrow. The meeting is tomorrow. He's talking to Xi on Friday. Play the sound for the people, Evan. We're working today. I'm trying anyways. Cut 26.
I'm going to be speaking to President Xi tomorrow, and he'll remind me that I told him he remembers every damn thing I've said, unfortunately. But all kidding aside. We talked about the idea he does not believe democracies can be sustained in the 21st century.
I'm hopeful it can be sustained, at least this democracy. We'll talk more about that, but back to this important story. Nearly the lead today, St. Patrick, patron saint of Ireland, wasn't actually Irish. This according to CNN. I know Trump would call this fake news. St. Patrick's Day may be strongly associated with Irish pride, but the saint actually wasn't even from Ireland. St. Patrick was actually born in Roman Britain, according to Catholic Online. As a boy, he was first brought to the country through Irish pirates. Arr, I tell ya. Captured to take care of sheep. The pirates would kidnap the kids and take them back to, what, Ireland to tend the sheep? I don't like that idea. I wouldn't want to be a sheep slave. Some are that in modern culture, but mostly, you know, of their own volition. A little bit more here. At the time, Ireland was almost entirely Druid. A few years later, St. Patrick escaped from Ireland and made it back home to Britain. God had other plans for the would-be saint. God did. God. According to the Catholic Online, St. Patrick had a vision, one that led him to study priesthood. Despite his previous escape, St. Patrick went back to Ireland willingly to spread Catholicism. I don't know if I'd have been kidnapped by Irish pirates and taken to tend the sheep, you know, the flock, if you will, in Ireland, and I had escaped and gone back to my, you know, my native country. I don't know if I'd go over there and try to, you know, convert the people, evangelize, if you will. A little bit more here. He converted thousands of Irish people to Catholicism, becoming known as the patron saint of Ireland. He even used shamrocks, commonly associated with the holiday, as a tool in his ministry to explain the Holy Trinity. Now, I wish Dom were here to, you know, to blow off a little steam, he being the atheist on the panel. I do espouse to be a Christian. But, you know, some of this stuff you got to take with a, you know, a cup of shamrocks, I guess. Now, St. Patrick's Day is held on what is believed to be the day the saint died, on March 17th. Though in the U.S., the holiday is mainly thought of as a celebration of Irish culture. Some cathedrals in Ireland celebrate the day as a religious holiday, holding special services in honor of the saint. And our friends, WCPD, 820 a.m. in Chicago. Well, don't they have their own little tradition down there in Chi-Town? Don't they dye the rivers green?
So green.
And, you know, after the drunks in the great state of Wisconsin, after they go out doing a little day drinking, well, they often, you know, paint the streets a little green themselves, if you know what I'm saying. The worst St. Paddy's Day I ever saw for day drinking was actually in Los Angeles. I was out there on vacation, spring break with fam. And I was out for an early morning walk, relatively early, like 6, 6:30 a.m. Pacific time. And Irish bar was open. And the people were hammered drunk, I'm telling you. 6:30 in the morning, falling down on the sidewalks out in front. I just kept walking. I didn't need to get pulled into that scene. Had a big day at the beach ahead. Come back. Life's a beach around here. It's St. Paddy's Day. It's Friday Eve. We're going to air some grievances. Yours could be a part of this big program. 844-967-2789. I got E-Bone in the booth. I got the luck of the Irish and you on the phones. So let's get started. The Devil's Advocates, the St. Patrick's edition. It's going to be fun.